Amazon is reportedly dumping an artificial intelligence tool used for hiring after they discovered it was biased against women. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Paul Teich, principal analyst for Doublehorn, who's written about how artificial intelligence can reinforce bias. Mr. Teich, thanks for joining us this morning. In this particular case with Amazon, do we know what the problem was, and does it differ significantly from other artificial intelligence?
Well, first, thank you. It doesn't differ significantly from a lot of artificial intelligence challenges that we have. While engineers and the product folks try and gather representative data to feed the artificial intelligence models, there's a lot of culturally implicit bias embedded in the data they're feeding it. So trying to just feed it all the data you have sometimes just reinforces a bias that's already present in the cultural environment, such as men are overrepresented in technology and in higher education and software development.
So, yeah, that's what Reuters reports happened here, was when they started feeding successful job applications into this system, saying, find more like this. What it mostly was getting was men, and then it began to do things within this artificial intelligence system, like select against women who went to all women's colleges or were head of the women's chess club or whatever. So how long does it take as these things turn away before we begin to notice these things?
Part of the challenge with AI right now is that it takes a while to notice these things. AI doesn't really tell us what's in the model. And so you have to feed it inputs, you know, feed it new data to find out how it's going to classify that new data. And so after you get a bunch of samples, you start to notice the bias in the model's responses. And so that's what these new tools that are just coming onto the market are designed to do, is help you kind of pry into the black box a little bit, give it more inputs, test the outputs. But it's really an experimental, kind of empirical way of approaching testing the artificial intelligence. It's kind of like testing a person to find out what they know. You have to ask a person 20 questions, right, to figure out what their response is going to be in a given circumstance. And so in this respect, the knowledge that they have encapsulated is kind of hidden until you ask it a bunch of stuff.
How widespread could this bias be? I mean, for example, we know that up until fairly recently, most medical testing and statistics involved men. They didn't do medical tests on women. So what other areas might it be severely biased in? Do we know?
Well, we've already seen it's been biased in fitness trackers for the same reason. A lot of the development teams are 20-something teams, mostly young men who want fitness trackers. And so they've designed the product and tested it for people like them. And so part of the challenge is finding data that's representative of underserved communities, underserved types of folks, and incorporating more of the data that's on the fringe of for instance, bringing in a perhaps disproportionate sample of women in engineering, so that you have a better sample size of what to look for in successful female candidates. And so you could look at it from insurance and how maybe older drivers or very young drivers would be underrepresented in the database. And so part of it's filling in the gaps and getting better samples from perhaps the smaller sample sizes that you're looking at.
Thanks for your time this morning. Paul Teich, principal analyst at Doublehorn. He has written about how artificial intelligence can reinforce bias.